the meat. I think you call it the nut meat. Mm-hmm. And you crack a hole to get to it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have the kind of nuts that they kind of grow in the ground?
Peanuts. Well, of course.
What kind of, what would you call
them? Everybody grows peanuts.
Well, what do you call them? Different kinds?
Some of them call them goobers. South Georgia seems to me like they call them goobers.
Mm-hmm.
We call them peanuts. Some call them penitas. P-E-N-D-A-S, I guess. Penitas. But we call them peanuts. And in South Georgia, it's quite a lucrative
business.
The peanut business is. Our governor of our state, you know,
is a
peanut grower. Uh-huh. And it's quite a lucrative business, the peanuts are.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but you never called them anything else?
Huh? Never did. I've heard a lot of people call them goobers.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard anybody call them penitents, and yet the dictionary would give you that name too, penitents.
Really?
So.
Mm-hmm.
But, goobers and peanuts, all we've ever known about.
Say you're buying peanuts. Is there any, would you call it something different if you bought them shelled or unshelled?
The peanut? No, it'd still be a peanut, whether it's shelled or unshelled. You buy peanuts that you want to salt, you know, and fix to use for a party and all, a dish of salted peanuts. And whether they are already shelled for you or whether you shell them, they're just peanuts.
Uh-huh. So you always call them peanuts?
Yes, they're peanuts. But you want peanuts.
You were talking about the garden. Mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of different things would you grow in the garden?
Oh, you grow peas and beans and butter beans and have to have the beans strung up to run, the running beans and squash and people things I don't eat. And squash and beans and peas and butter beans and okra and...
What about those big round leafy things? They have different types.
Squash?
No, it's kind of a thing you put in a salad.
Oh, tomatoes.
And those, and yeah. But also the green leafy things
you
put
celery?
In a salad.
Celery, lettuce, we have lettuce, you grow
mm-hmm.
lettuce.
And how does that
and
come?
We don't grow celery, lettuce grows in a bunch, you know, a head comes to as a head.
Is that what you call
and
it?
And the head's heat better, yes, you call it the head of lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
And you call celery a bunch of celery. And we don't grow that. You've got to buy your bunch of celery. Mm-hmm. We're going to sell it. We don't grow celery. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to grow it. Down in Florida, some islands, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe around New Orleans and they grow celery. I don't know.
You ever have any cabbage?
Cabbage?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, I don't like about you, you know. But they have grow cabbage, and we have cabbage here about once a week. And, I like it raw fairly well, but I don't like cooked cabbage at all. But they have cabbage, and you know they have a pretty red cabbage. It's
mm-hmm.
more of a purplish red that you can buy, red cabbage.
I was wondering, there's a word I heard that a lot of people use that, say you're talking about, say if somebody had seven boys or lots of children,
mm-hmm.
and you might say he had a
batch of children.
What are some other words you might use when you
pack of children, a batch of children, or a kibble full of children. Oh, I don't know what you'd call them.
You ever heard of
brats?
Maybe a passel or
something. I don't know what we'd call them.
I think we're a large number of things.
A large number of children, a batch or pack of children, I don't know.
You ever heard?
Special.
You ever heard the word passel?
Passel of kids, yes.
Yeah,
a passel of kids. That's old country saying. Yes, they have a passel of kids.
What other kind of ways?
I wonder what the dictionary says that word passel means.